The U.S. Coast Guard has closed some small stretches of the Mississippi River to barge traffic in recent days and has allowed only one barge at a time to pass through the stretch of river near Vidalia, Louisiana, where levees are close to being topped. The passage of the barges produces a wake that can cause water to splash over the levees, making local residents anxious about their property. But the temporary measures have not had a significant effect on barge traffic or on ship operations farther downriver. At the port of Louisiana, north of New Orleans, ships loaded with grain have come downstream from farm areas in the Midwest and nearby southern states for international delivery. Much of America's grain harvest will come down the river in the coming months after the floodwaters subside. The port of New Orleans has had few disruptions to its operations, according to spokesman Chris Bonura.
We're continuing to handle international commerce on the lower Mississippi River. You know, the ships are coming in from all foreign ports. We're handling that cargo. Our ability to distribute that cargo inland has been somewhat diminished by the lack of barge traffic through that Vidalia area. We expect that in that area and possibly in other areas along the Mississippi River, we could see these sort of intermittent closures.
Bonura says that unless there is a closure of a week or more, he does not expect any significant impact on the ports or river barge traffic, which not only brings grain down the Mississippi, but also carries fertilizer, chemicals, and other products upstream. Randy Utz with the Horizon Ag, a seed technology company in Memphis, Tennessee, says high water in his area has prevented the loading or unloading of barges.
The issue that we're having at the moment here is wheat deliveries and also fertilizer and fuel delivered. And the problem is loading. It's just the facilities weren't built to accommodate this much water.
Utz says he has never seen flooding as bad as this year's and that even farmers with fields in relatively high areas are suffering crop losses as a result.
We lose acres to flooding every year, but it's always a situation where the water will go down in time for us to plant, and people sometimes have to use alternative means to get the crop in, like aerial seeding. But this is unprecedented because of the amount of water that is backed up and out over areas that normally don't flood.
General Manager Randy Utz says farmers are seeking government assistance to help them get through this year's disaster and come back even stronger next year.
Actually, there's quite a bit of meetings going on right now with growers who were unable to plant or who've lost crops. So if there is federal funding, it's never enough, but it's better than nothing.
The flooding has been especially frustrating for farmers because prices for grain are relatively high this year, and many of them had good crops almost ready for harvest when the floodwaters ruined them. Although flooding along the southern Mississippi River is a natural event caused by snowmelt and heavy rains in the north, farmers in the Atchafalaya Basin of Louisiana are losing many of their crops to a deliberate flood, resulting from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers opening floodgates at the Morganza Spillway in recent days to alleviate water flow on the lower Mississippi that could devastate the cities of Baton Rouge and New Orleans and damage important infrastructure for oil, gas, and shipping. Marty Fry and his three brothers farm some 2,400 hectares in southern Louisiana. They now have about 260 hectares underwater, not far from where the floodgates were opened. But because they had insurance and were able to harvest some of their crops before the spillway was opened, Fry is optimistic that they will avoid catastrophe. But in a telephone interview, Fry said he's concerned about the rising water inundating his home.
I'm actually sitting on top of the levee now, looking at the water going flowing by. And as hard as it is to see it, it's much easier to deal with than to have it, you know, inside my house. All four of us live right in the area. You know, the levee's not 100 yards in front of my house, and the Mississippi levee's probably 2 miles, you know, east of my home. So the failure of one of those could be devastating, absolutely devastating.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which built the spillway and levee systems decades ago to help control floods along the Mississippi River, often is criticized when it deliberately floods areas like the Atchafalaya Basin. But Marty Fry says people who farm here knew the risks when they bought land and that they are thankful for the flood control system that includes the Morganza Spillway.
It's phenomenal. This structure was built in the 50s. with the foresight of saying that we're going to have to be able to relieve this water, and levees were built in the 50s. I mean, yeah, everybody can question day-to-day decisions that they make, but we would not be able to farm and be successful as we are without what the Corps has done.
The Frys grow rice and harvest crawfish from ponds on their properties. Crawfish is a freshwater crustacean that is an essential part of Louisiana cuisine. The spillway is a good place for rice and crawfish, and Marty Fry says that if it floods only once every 30 years or so, he believes it's well worth continuing to work there. The last time the spillway was opened was in 1973. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.